I'm Veronica Dry. I'm standing with the Utopian Vision exhibition on my left-hand side on the wall. And I'm going to, let's go off and see if we can find the bus stop. Do you want to come with me? When we leave here, first of all, the escalator, the down escalator is on the right, and at the bottom of it, there's a large white pillar, so mind you don't bump into that. And we're just going to go forward on this pale flooring and turn slightly left. And if you follow me along this pale flooring, on the right-hand side, there's some dark black and white stripy paving. Don't go there because you'll end up walking into a wall. Okay, if you turn slightly left again and just walk ahead on this... Oh, it's a bit quieter now. Do you feel that quieter? It's quite dark here. Passing H&M on my right. And we go... If you go around slightly left again, and there's lots and lots of pale flooring, just walk ahead. And there's some music coming out of shops here. The shop on the left. Walking slowly along. It's quite busy. It's quite bright. Can you feel how bright it is coming from the right up in the sky? There's a bit of a draft beginning to appear from the right-hand side.
I blend it into the natural.
Keep to the left here. Don't mind you don't walk into the kiosk in the centre. In a few moments, if you turn to the right and go towards the black and white stripy paving, and we'll follow the straight lines. Mind you don't bump into that metal pillar on your right hand side. It's nice and cool to touch. Go straight down. There's a slope. It's gone to pale flooring again. Just follow the flooring straight ahead, but bear slightly to the left so that you're following the left-hand wall. When you get to the bottom of the slope, on the left-hand side, there's an automatic door that will open outwards. But you've got to feel out, if you feel out for the rubber flooring underneath your feet, and then you'll know that you're nearly out the door. Just going to, you go out the door now. And we'll soon be on some paving. Nice fresh air out here. Well, that's a bit noisy because now we're out where the buses come. So walk slightly round to the right. And we'll walk down to the nearest bus stop, which is on the right, slightly downhill. And mind you, don't walk into the trees. Two trees, one after the other, on the left-hand side. And then right in front of you now is a bus stop. So we're going to go in here and sit down for a few minutes and have a seat. You have a seat.
Hello, I'm Rachel. I'm at Milton Keynes Station and we're going to take the train to Bletchley. Tickets to Bletchley.
Where do I speak then?
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, I can speak. Our microphone's not working, so I can't hear you.
You want to speak louder?
Three single tickets to Bletchley, please.
Thank you.
That was a little bit like she's got a cane, she can't speak.
Interestingly, where I live, there are no bus stops. In theory, when you see the bus coming, you stick out your hand and it will stop. Now, for somebody visually impaired, when you can't see that a bus is coming, you have to trust that the driver will know that you need to get the bus. Here I am waiting in the sun for a bus that I won't know whether it's a bus coming, whether in fact anything's coming. But I usually can hear it coming, but I can't always tell if it's a bus or a lorry or a fire engine.
The B3 bus stop. Is this the one we want? I can't see the numbers very well.
We've got no big number on the back of the bus. People see, and often they forget to turn the destination round. If you want a large print timetable, you've got to phone up the council offices to get one, which will be about several days later. They don't put them out anywhere.
So we're at the bus stop now. and we're waiting for the bus. There's nobody here except us chickens. So we're standing in the sun. Hopefully get a suntan while we're waiting.
It's now raining. There's no bus shelter here. There's not even a bus stop, so I can't shelter from any inclement weather. Even places where there is a bus stop, I still can't stand in the shelter to protect myself from the elements, because I still have to stand right outside on the pavement so that the drivers can identify that I want a bus by hopefully spotting me with my cane and bus pass. So frustrating, just standing waiting. The trouble is that I can't get any information where the bus is, or if it's even coming, if it's been cancelled, how close it is.
I'm scared stiff because I don't know where I am.
And you can't see the door and all the rest of it, you know, and I get panicked.
When I was a child, they took all the direction signs down, so that presumably if the Germans had landed, they wouldn't know where they were going. But then the local people didn't know where they were going either.
I'm not sure which way we have to go. I'm assuming we're in Victoria, because there are no signs to say which way the buses go or which side you would get to go to Bletchley. No, nothing at all.
Hello?
Are you on the bus?
No, not yet. It hasn't come.
Oh, right. Okay. So I'll see you on it.
Okay. All right.
So I'll see you on it.
It's coming now. Right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Here's the bus. Hiya, number 20.
Number 20,
yeah. Hospital, please. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Cheers.